We are on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph. Ahu the Osa Lekame the Ram Gamliel Barevi. This is four lines from when the lines start getting white and they omit. Ahu the Osa Lekame the Ram Gamliel Barevi. A person came to Ram Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, and he had a shaila. There was a taruvus. It was nisarev iser beheter. Omar le abe lo shir barboim v'sheva v'ani ashair barboim v'chomesh. So we'll see, but let's just learn the first. Let's learn to the Gemara. Rashi says two pshatim in this statement. Either it was said b'nichuse, that Ram Gamliel said that my father was Mekel, if there was Mem Zayin Shalheta Keneged Issa, it's bottle, and I'm Mekel 45. That's one Mahalach. Or there's a second Mahalach that Ram Gamliel said my father was not Mekel with 47, I should be Mekel with 45, and that means, according to second Mahalach, he asked. So either he was Mekel with 45, or he says, if my father was Machma with 47, Huzicha be Machma with 45. But the Tzdodi Ha'isa V'hetara, we'll see soon. We have a similar Maisa.
Someone
came to Rab Shimon bar Rabbi, and Amalei, so another son of Rabbi, Amalei Abba Leishir b'mem hei, v'ani yashayir b'mem gib. The same thing, we have these two mahalchim. Either he's coming to say that the father was Mekel b'mem hei, and I'll be Mekel b'mem gimel. We'll see the Loshen. We'll see this in Rashi. Or it's Peloshin, to me, if my father was not Mekel, the Mem Hei, Isaiah won't be Mekel, the Mem Gimel. A third Maise, Ahi, Ahu Daose, Lakame, the Rabchie. Someone came to Rabchie, and Rabchie asked him, Omalai Klumye Shloishim, is there Shloishim? There's less than Shloishim. So the Gemara seems this was like a serious question, time of the Lekha Shloshim. So it seems if there's not Shloshim, we're Machma, Ha'ika Shloshim Misharin. How could that be? Omar Rab Chanine Guzme. So Guzme didn't mean that if there'd be Shloshim, it would be Mota, but he said there's not even Shloshim. Let us see Rashi. Ahuda Osa, so Rashi says, Palge de Zeise de Surahave, was a half a Zayis of Issa, Mechain Uvde, the Rab Shimon bar Rabbi. So also half a Zayis of Issa. So he said, Abe, Aloy Bo Maise Koze Lefonov. There was a similar Maise, that a Chotzi Shir of Chaylev, was Nisarev, Bloy Motza Ella Mem Zayin. He only found Mem Zayin. So the Loshen Abba Loshia Barboim Vesheva, it seems Ella Barboim Vesheva, he was only able to be Meshaya 47. There's what's missing an Ella. So, Ani, Afani Mate Baze, Sheni Maitse Bay Ella Memhei. He said that my father found 47 of Heta, and I'll be Mekel of 47, I'll be Mekel by 45. That's pshat in the two Gemaras. V'li nire lahochi kama, Rashi wants to say, not this pshat, that we're hearing keterim from the children of Rebbe. V'li nire lahochi kama, Abba loishia ba'boim v'sheva, ni eshaya b'memhei b'tmiye. That means my father wasn't matter in 47, and here I should be matter in 48. Abba bolofono 45. Ani yeshaya b'memhei, b'tmiye. Abba bolofono ma'ise, v'yochel avatle b'memzayim. He could have, there was 47, shall heta to be mevatel. Loishia roi lahate, v'osa, v'ani atirenu b'memhei, So if it is, if he's lemaise asering, so then we don't have to say that speaking about a chatzi zayis, elo b'shir sholem, it's talking about a shir sholem. Ha'ike Shloishim Misharinim. So the Gemara is, if there would be Shloishim Yemishaya, Bidme, Bekula Hai, Mi Mizalzalinon, are we Mizalzal with 30? Guzme, Kloima, Lama Bos Alisha Lola. Yes, what are you asking a Shaila? Fafloya Filu Shloishim, Ainboy, Beheta Kemoy says it is not even Shloishim. V'lav Davke Kamalei Eladovo Sheni Yochel Lamed Kloima Klum Yesham Afilu Shloishim V'afopi Sheni Nito Bekach. Now, Ladavon, you don't understand these few words that Rashi says. V'lav Davke Kamalei Eladovo Sheni Yochel Lamed. I don't exactly know what that means. Later, Rashi explains, "Klum yeshama filu shloishim, va'afal pi she'ene nita bekach." These few words I don't understand. So, Mekitza, we have here two lishaynis in Rashi. Either speaking about that they were talking matter less than shishim, and they're speaking about a chatzi shir. Or the second shot is speaking about that it's speaking about a shir in the asad. The Shach in Yeredeya says, he says, first of all, it's very modne. We, in the middle of talking about Bayin, previously we spoke about a Chatzi Shir, then we went into the Sugya of Bayin, if you need the Samach Aleph Bayin, Samach Bayin, and then all of a sudden, we go back to a chatzi zayis of chaylev. It's like the flow of the gemoras. It's very modne. He says, if you look in the Yerushalmi, you'll see the Yerushalmi learned that this is speaking about bayim. Go another pshat. We have no problems with Rashi, where Rashi had problems. And the Yerushalmi says as follows. The Yerushalmi says that what the din is, that Bayim needs Shishim or Shishim Ba'aleph. We had a whole sugi before, Bayim needs Shishim or Shishim Ba'aleph. That is Dafke without the Klipe. Without the Klipe, you need Shishim or Shishim Ba'aleph. With the Klipes, you have your Klipe Shel Heta. That means the klipa of the Beya Asura is Heta, inside is also, but the klipa of the Beya Asura is Heta. And the klipas of the Heta also Heta. So if you'll be mitzarif, all the klipas, so Memhei or Memzayin would be enough. Memzayin or Memhei would be enough. That means you don't need 60 eggs. The Issa is what's inside the Osadika egg. The things that become, and the Heta is also the inside. So if you have Bayim, Klufois, everything is talking about eggs without shells. So Mamel, then you need 61. There's a Cheshbon of 61, whatever the Cheshbon is. But if you have Bayim with the shells, so the Yerushalmi says, then you can get away with 43 or 45 eggs. Because the klipis are mitztarif to be mashlam the shishishim v'alef. You can use with the eggs alone. You have memheyer, memgimel, and the klipis will be mashlam another at the place of another 15 eggs. The klip of the egg or son of the klip of the egg which is mutter. So memela, he says, and the Yerushalmi seems that brings down this ma'aser of Gamliel Barabbi, and it's going in this sugya. So the Shachas, he doesn't know why Rashi and the Honu Pshat were speaking about Chaylev. He says, you look in the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi brings down this mice, we're speaking about eggs. The Yerushalmi is telling us that Fakel, the Dvorim and Esorim are the inside of the egg, and the Klipah could be Maslam, the Shishishimala. That's what the Shach says. He asks one more kasha on Rashi, but Tachmir, this kasha could be Rashi fa'em for this kasha. He said, Rashi has one mahalach, we're speaking about a chatzi shir. So fine. It's a chatzi shir, so we'll learn the Gemara, everything is going benichusa. So he said, well, my father was matar a chatzi shir with 47, I'll be matar with 45. Fine. We have two members. We have a third member that Yestema Shaila, he said it's not even 30. So the Gemara asked, if it be 30, it'd be Mutta. So the Gemara says, it's a Guzma. Fine. Frag the Shach, if we're talking about a Chatzi Zayis Chayla, we just had before Maba Ravashi wanted to be Mata a Chatzi Zayis Chayla, which Shleishim? He wanted to be Mata with Shleishim. That's Maba Baravashi. Sava Maba Ravashi. His father said, Gedungim with them. Maba Ravashi is also, he was, as Nishkimen Katlakanya. Maba Ravashi wanted to be Mata with Shleishim. The father said, no, fine. So here later, we had over here, Ahuda also, Lakamid Rabchim, Leklumia Shleishim, and if there'd be Shleishim, what is? If it be Shloshim, could be. I mean, there was a Yid that wanted to be Matar Achatzi Shir with Shloshim. What? Why did the Gemara pounce on him? And if it be Shloshim, why would he? No, it's a Guzman. I mean, what's this Kasha the Shach asks? That's what he says Fakir to the Gemara before. We're not talking about Tarbe, we're talking. But I just wasn't a Soira. I mean, Rashi says, that the mice, Rashi says that Ahuda also palged his eisi di surahu v'chein uvde de Rab Shimon bar Revi. The next mice was not a palged his eisi. Rashi says explicitly these two mice was a palged his eisi. The third mice wasn't a palged his eisi. So b'meir the Gemara is very good. So who is matzah b'shloish? And the Shach is Tzan Rashi. But Lachaira Rashi was nizah from that kasha. Rashi says only these two cases are speaking about a palga de zaysa. The third case is speaking about a zayas. So the Gemara asks a merdike kasha. If there would be shloishim, would it become muta? We'll first learn one chelik of the sugya, the first mahalach in the sugya. We won't learn the Rashi's here on Amud Aleph till we finish the sugya. The last Rashi we could learn. Okay. Amar Rab Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rab Yeshua ben Levi Mishum bar Kapore, Kol Isurim Shebetoire Besamach. That Kol Isurim Shebetoire Abotel Beshishim. And who said this? This Rab Chiya bar Abba said, B'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, B'shem bar Kapor. Omar lefonav Rab Shimon bar Rab Yitzchok, Rabbi, Ata Imakein, you're saying over, you Rab Chiya bar Abba saying over, B'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and you need 60. Hochi Omar Rab Asi, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, B'shem bar Kapor, Kol Yisurim Shebetoyre B'meir. He said you need 100. He says the word. So we have here a machloikis, what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. Do you need 60? Do you need 100? Fine. Ushneim loylam dua elam izraya b'sheila. In both of them, the sheer, this magic number of 60 or 100, we learn out from Zroya B'Sheila. Now let us just see the bottom line in Rashi. Zroya shel el nozer hu hamurem imenu. That when the nozer brought us an el nozer, which was a shlomim, they were merim the Zroya from the aisle, umenifen oisoi, they made nufa on it, venitain la koyin, and the koyin ate it, was given to the koyin, va'oso lezorim, and the zor is not allowed to eat the zroya, and v'ha'ayo, va'ayo, this is the ocean of the shittim, that's va'ayo necha labolov, Toshlomimu. The ayil, so we're speaking about the ayil nozer, which is ashlomim, the zroya was given to the kohen and eaten by the kohen, and the zroya, we'll see this is speaking about the right front foot, the zroya, chelik of the right front foot of the ayil, that was given to the Kohen. And that's also Lezorim. And the Bailam ate the rest of the Shlomim. The Shlomim is Nechel Bailam. So, the Shiurim of Samach or Kuf, we learn out from Zroya B'Sheila. The Chsiv, V'lokach akoyin es hazroya b'sheilo min ha'ayil. The loshen is a very difficult loshen. Pashta dekro is very difficult. V'lokach akoyin es hazroya b'sheilo min ha'ayil. B'tanya, so we'll see, so there are different eifanim how to learn pshat in the pasuk. Visanya b'sheila, ain b'sheila elo shleima. So b'sheila means shleima. That hanegeya lonu, so far the way Rashi learns, it means that when the zroya was cooked, usually when you cook meat, you cut up in pieces. The zroya was cooked b'shleima. Why? Elo shleima. Sarashi says, "Ein b'sheila elo shleima leinis parish be'ezalosh." I don't know where he got this from. About kaponim, it seems there's a certain loshen that b'sheila is gematria shleima. So, Mela, that's the small of the Tanakam. Just let's see Taisvis, perish bekuntris the leinis parish be'ezalosh. I don't know which loshen b'sheila means shleima. V'nira leforesh. That not tarapus as a franceses eloshen that b'sheila means shleima. No, v'nira leforish the mashme b'sheila kemoi b'shel lo. Lamed b'gushe. There's a dogish in the lamed, so it's like two lameds. So it's b'shel lo. Umapik hey, so it's b'shel lo. Kloimer sheyesh lo. Kloimer. Kemoishe yesh lo, kloima kemoishe hi. B'sheila means you cook it the way it is. The way it is. You do not do anything before you cook it. So b'sheila, b'sheila. That means it's cooked the way it is without cutting it into pieces. That's a tight, that's pshat the Tanakam. Rab Shimon ben Yechoy Omer, ein b'sheila, Elo senish bashlo im ha'ayil. B'sheila means the lokach hakoina sezroya b'sheila min ha'ayil means it was cooked together with the ayil. was cooked together with the yayin. So the Gemara says, according to this lashon, the kulei alme bahadi ayol mevashalo. According to everyone, he cooked, then everyone agrees, the Tanakama also agrees, that he cooked the zroya with the ayol. So what's the machlokes? Mar sovar, the Tanakama holds, machatech lo vahoder mevashalo. First, he cut off the zroya, and then he cooked it together in the same pot, but he cut it off, so that the pasuk is coming to tell us if you cut it off already, maybe you'll cut it in pieces. No. The zroya has to be got, but you cut it off from the ayil, and then you put it together in the same pot together with the complete ayil. Umar Savar, and the Rav Shimon ben Yochai holds, Mevashilo v'hodem mechatachlo. No, you take the ayil with his roya, you put everything in the pot, you cook it, and then after you finish cooking it, you cut off the roya, and then the lokach hakoinas as roya b'sheilu min ayil. After it's cooked, you cut it off, and then the koyin makes tenuva with this cooked roya. That's one mahalo. Let us see what Rashi says, and according to the first Malach, the kula alma tanikama v'rab shimin, bahadi ayil mevashalo. You cook it together with the ayil. They mikro yoytze midei pshutai. That's pashtei dikro v'lokach, v'lokach akoin es hazroya b'sheilo min ha'ayil. So it seems that this was cooked together with the ayil. That's pashtei dikro. Kramashme de'im ha'ayil misbashelas. It's cooked together with the ayil. That's pashtei dikro. Tanikame sova mechatech lo min ha'ayil. First you cut it off. Vahodo mevashelo bahadei. And then you cook it together. You cook it together in the same pot, but it's, you cook it after you cut it off. Va'ashmeina, so the pasuk is telling us, even though I cut it off already, abushleima mevashlo, but you cook it when it's still ganz. Ve'eino mechatcho lachatiches, you don't cut it up in smaller pieces. Rab Shimon also lashmeina, the kemoishi mechuberes la'ayu mevashlo. No, it's cooked together when it's attached to the ayu. But everyone holds that it's cooked together in the same pot. The shayla, is it mechuber, is it not mechuber? That's the whole shayla, b'shas bishul. That's one mahalach. V'iboy yisayma, others say, the kul alme mechatech lo v'hodo mevashelo. Everyone holds, no, first you cut it off, and then you cook it. Miu mar sova, this is Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Miu mar sover bahadi ayil mevashalo. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says that shenis bashlo im ayil means in the, you cook it in the same pot with the ayil. Umar sover bekdeira acheres mevashalo. The Tanakama holds that fakert, that you cut it off and you cook it in a different pot. Lelishnekame, so as I have here two lishainas. According to the first lashon, everyone agrees you cook the zroya together with the ayil. The shayla is it cut off from the ayil? Is it mechubetah? But you cook it together with the ayil in the same pot. And according to the second lashon, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says you cut it off from the ayil, but you cook in the same pot. So I have over here, according to these two mahalchim, that I'm cooking a zroya with the ayil, and now we have to understand the problem. The zroya is also lezorim. And the ayil, it's only mutar lekahanim. And the ayil is eaten by the balakobim, and he's a zor. And it's nice and tam. And you cook it together. So there's a problem over here. So we're learning a parsha in the Torah, and we have a problem. How do we understand this parsh? Yeah. Ma, yeah, so now we have a problem. Is man the Omar Bishishim Savar Boso Vatsomis Bahadi Boso Vatsomis Misharinan Bahavalay Bishishim Man the Omar Bimeya Savar Boso Badi Boso Misharinan Bahavalay Bimeya. So now let us see Rashi. Lelishne Kama Vahashta Kamasayim Lemil say, now the Gemara is going to feel ois what the limud is. Da moran lael ushneim loilamdu. That is, we have our machloikis, if Rabbi Shuma Levi said you need meya, you need shishim, but everything is based on the limud from Zroya B'Shem. Lelish nekame de ukminon de bein ta'an nekame bein Rabbi Shimon Bahadi ayel mevashelo, Yalfi hanech hamiroi delel mizroya b'sheila ali b'didivrei hakel. Everyone agrees we learn out from zroya b'sheila. Lelishne basre do kimnon tanikame de b'kteira cheres mevashelo, that you cook it in a different pot according to the tanikame, is yalfi milsai midarab shimit. So then from the tanikame you can't see anything from zroya b'sheila, but then we learn out from Rab Shimit. Dechazin. But let's see now, let's appreciate the problem. We see from this parsha, if it's cooked together in the same pot, the boshel heter bahadi isa, we are cooking heter together with isa. Ubizroya, now Rashi tells us facts of life. Ubizroya, yesh etzem harbei uboso muet. There's the zroya alone, there's more bone than meat. Shahakosev, that means the shoulder bone, and then the shoulder, there's already a lot of meat there. That's not the zroya. Shahakosev einay bechlal zroya. The snan beperik hazroya, eizeu zroya, which one is called the zroya? Mina perik shel arkuve at kaf shel yad. Ashpulder. The Torah told us that Tam is an entity that does not become bottle beroiv, it becomes bottle b'shishim or meya, and that's machlekes over here. For the bittle, you need these numbers to be mevatel. Now, what is pshat? I don't taste it. But I got news for you. Even though you don't taste it, it's there. With the zroya, you cook the zroya with the ayil, the time of the zroya went into the ayil. You won't taste it. But ignorance is not bliss. That you don't taste it is garnish. The time of the zroya is in the ayil. And the Torah said, oh, we're going to be matter for you to eat the ayil, even though the zroya is also lezorim, you need shishim to be mevatalit. But the Torah told us a chiddush, though. The Torah told us a chiddush that if there's shishim, the tam ha'osa becomes mutter. Zadim bittul b'shishim. The tam becomes mutter. There's such an entity of tam. Tam becomes bottle b'shishim. Now, if tam becomes bottle b'shishim omeya, and from here I learn out it's irrelevant minoy or enay minoy. That means if tam becomes bottle b'shishim, forget about if I taste it, if I don't taste it. There's a din bittle b'shishim. The tam becomes bottle. So the tam that is here becomes heter. Sapach liyei heter. Theoretically, if I taste it, let's say I still taste it. So this is gefelach. It's bottle. It became mutter. It's mutter. If I taste it, if I don't taste it, the tam is there. And if I don't taste it, the Torah said I can only eat it if there's shishim. So if I do taste it, it also should be mutter after shishim. What came when I tasted it? It became mutter. There's a dim of bittul, isr nisapach liyei seter. So Ashi says, you're right. You're 100% right. Shainachanami. Mina Torah, I learn out from this posik, tam becomes bottle b'shishim, and lemaise, you'll have to eat it, it's mutter, that the tam becomes mutter, becomes heter. So Rashi says, but we have a whole thing, if it's nice and tam, you're not allowed to eat it, if you taste it. Rashi brought a whole bunch of gemaras. That's midarabonim. That's midarabonim. So, but, akaponim now, we're in the beginning of the sugya, perhaps we can say that the rabbonim were machma. The rabbonim said that if you taste it, it's like nikir ha'isa. That means, the whole concept of bitul is when I don't know which is Issa, which is Heta. That means I'll have three pieces of meat. Two are kosher and one is treif. And the one that's treif is packed up with a red ribbon and says pure treif. So I'll say, oh, it's bottle bereif. There's no taruvis. There's nothing. It's nikar Issa. There's no din bittel if it's nikar Issa. So it could be that Rabbanon said, that tam is bottle taket, but that's cold man, you don't taste it. So then there's a dim bittel. But if you taste the tam, so midarabonon, even though minatoire, you're tasting mutter dike tam. It's mutter. The rabbonon gave it a din of nikar isa, that midarabonon, the bittel doesn't help. So it could be that is pshato in Rashi. So Rashi says over here, minatoire, even though there's no tam, that means you can taste it. Let's say the tam became bottle and 40. You can't, you gave it, this 40 times could be the tam is bottle. But you need shishim, even though I don't taste it, because that what you don't taste it does not make that it's not here. The iser is here. This is it. You have to be mavatalit. And tam is only bottle or the bishishim or bemeya. That's tasugya. And this is irrelevant. The Torah told us this aloha of bittul tam. And bittul tam is either shishim or meya. It's irrelevant. That's what Rashi said. But we find there's a aloha that if you magish the tam, it's also. After shishim, if you magish the tam, it's also dashvado. That's a drabon of the kiddin. That's a drabon of the kiddin. And that's what Rashi says over here. And that's what Rashi said in the middle of the sugim. The midraisa claim ilav mei hai gamrinen. If it wouldn't be from this pasuk, mashvinim bitul tam kishal bitul idraisa. If it wouldn't have been from this for this pasuk, I would have said that tam is not different than any other thing that becomes bottle, and it would be bottle berube. Now I have a pasuk that's coming to tell us that you need shishim ameya. And this way, from the pasuk we learn out, be'minei ben shalai be'minei. That's l'chayr b'shat and Rashi.